Idaho's elk hunt will look a little bit different this fall. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game wants to reduce population numbers to meet its management goals. Rachel Cohen has more.
Typically, hunters apply for tags in the elk hunt through a lottery. This year, Fish and Game did away with that system. In areas that include the Pioneer and White Cloud Mountains, and north of the Snake River in south-central Idaho. This season, 5,000 elk hunting tags were sold on a first-come, first-served basis in these areas. Mike McDonald is the regional wildlife manager for the Magic Valley Zone. He says the shift in policy is to help with the growing elk population.
We're at or over our management objectives in all of our elk zones. This is an opportunity basically to try to reduce elk numbers.
More elk means more encounters on agricultural land. McDonald says lately this has been an issue in cornfields.
Those are extremely challenging depredations to deal with because we don't have real effective ways to keep elk out of corn or to get them out of corn once they get in there.
Fish and Game pays farmers for damages done by big game through a state fund. 2018 was an expensive year. McDonald says an uncharacteristic drought last summer drove elk to irrigated farmland. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.